Mark Rabideau.
Hey, good morning, Mark. This is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. Do you remember speaking to me last week in regards to placing your company on Google?
Yeah.
How you doing today, sir? I'll be your stuff over time. I was just following up with you to see if you were able to go over any of the information that I sent over to you via text message last time we talked, like the website example or anything like that, or if you could put some more thought into what we spoke about.
So I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
If you guys do this, how does that work for my domain? Do I just give you my login information for that?
So
the domain.
Yes, sir. So basically we would use the domain name that you have, and then we can use the template that I showed you as an example using the domain name that you do have. So if you ever decided to like part ways with the services or whatever that the case may be, if you decide to stop using us, then the domain name would still be yours. Obviously, the template would go away, but the domain name, since it's yours, it would still be yours. We never take that. We just ask you to add us as a manager to do it so we can host it, manage, and maintain the website for you as long as you utilize the services. But again, if you decide to opt out of the services or cancel for whatever reason the case may be, then the website template is taken away, but the domain name is still yours. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
But if you decided to buy out the website, depending on all the stuff that you want there, that you want on the website, you do have a buyout option. Normally, depending on all the stuff that you want there, it can range, but normally they're around $199 to keep the entire thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you do have that option, a buyout option, or there's another option if you decided to not use any of the other services, but just have us host the website on the front page of the first of Google, and that be the only service we do for you. That's a small fee of $49 to just host the website on the front page. So those are the two options that you do have with the website.
All right. I guess I'm willing to try it.
Okay. Well, Mark, like I said, it's going to be something that we make you happy with, and I will be respectful over time. What I would have to do here is just verify some business information in regards to your company to make sure that we do have everything accurate here. Okay. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 864-415-7816, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going off the business name, but is your last name Rabideau?
Yeah.
Okay. And then also, what would be the best email address to use for you or your business?
To mark@tigerriveres.com.
@tigerriveres.com. Perfect. Okay, so mark@tigerriveres.com. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's where Google gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for the business as 115 Sunset Drive in Gaffney. Is that a business location storefront or is it a home address?
I'd rather use my P.O. box.
Okay, what's the P.O. box?
P.O. box 618 Duncan, South Carolina.
618 Duncan, South Carolina. Okay, and the zip code, is it still 29340?
No. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Two nine three three four.
Perfect. Okay. And then also, Mark, we do. What are your hours of operation for the business? How would you like them shown? Is it Monday through Friday? Is it 6 days a week? 7 days a week? How does that work?
Yeah. I guess just do Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Okay. Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Okay, we can do that. Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. All right. And when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, I can pretty much accept anything.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then did you have any other forms of media out there for the business? Like, did you have, like, a Facebook, an Instagram, anything like that?
No.
Okay. All righty. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
A phone call.
A phone call. Okay. All righty. And then what I'm doing for you right now, so you have it in your records, is sending you over an email. The email is giving you two forms of contact. You're going to have client support's number and my direct phone number that's located on this email. Each and every time you try to call one of these numbers, you can reach me myself, or you can reach a live client support agent that's dedicated to your account. Okay. So I just did send a press send button right now, Mark, so you should be receiving that here momentarily. Yeah, it does show me that the email sent over to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the listing, Mark, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
Credit card.
A credit card. Now, does the credit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It's both, but really probably my name is fine.
Okay, all righty. And the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
4856.
4856, okay.
2002.
Okay.
6199.
Okay.
7640.
640. And the expiration month and year?
0225.
And the little code that's on the back?
250.
And is that card connected to the P.O. box or the 115 Sunset Drive?
115 Sunset Drive.
Okay. All righty. Now, we use a VeriSign secure merchant processing server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code up the card, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4856, 2002, 6199, 7640. And I have February 225 and 250.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the card's coded out. Now, what I'm doing right now, Mark, is I'm going over a voice, it's going to be a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement, but if there's a question that you want me to rephrase, just stop me right then and there. I'll rephrase that question a different way that we have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it is pretty self-explanatory, but it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, Mark, will you please state the name of your business?
Tiger River Electrical Services.
Thank you very much. Please state your name and title within the business.
Mark Rabidu, I'm the owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. Okay, that's going to be May 16th, 2022. It'll be charged at a very discounted, non-refundable amount of just $249 for Platinum Package Service with a website. When the second month term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew the following month on the same day of the 16th, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So that does conclude the voice verification. Mark, what I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the 249. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email showing you that 249 came out of your account. So just give me 2 seconds here while I wait for that confirmation. But I'm also going to be setting you up for what we call our client interview. That process normally takes about 30 minutes. That's when you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google. They're scheduled to give you a call at the best time that suits you, but they're going to be going over the keyword content with you, service areas we're going to be programming you to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly. Now, I'm looking at their calendar right now. I'm not sure what your schedule looks like. I know Mondays can be hectic being a business owner, but I do have a couple times available this afternoon. Let me know if it works for you. I do have a 4 o'clock and a 5 o'clock available today that's left.
All right, just do the five o'clock.
Do the 5 o'clock. Okay. All righty. And then are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line, Mark? We're almost done with the process. I do promise. I do have to provide you with your username and your password though. Or your username for your client dashboard.
Okay.
Okay. So you see on the, you see an email that's sent over you that says Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and click into the invoice for me, and you're going to see about the fifth line down from the top. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You'll click that little link, and then it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is all for your records because at the end of the year, it is also a tax write-off for your business since it was a business expense. So this is for your records. But basically, at the very top, you see where it says Local Splash Terms of Experience?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, once that's going to show you a service that all the services that are included within the package. So if you scroll down for me, that's just going to show you all of the services that are included. But if you you see all the way down at the very bottom where it says cancellation and refunds in bigger letters?
Yeah.
It's at the very, okay, so that box that's right underneath that says, I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You would check that box right there for me, and then you would type in your name as seen at the very bottom. So Mark Rabideau. Use capitals because it is capital sensitive, but once you do confirm your signature, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. And then I can provide you the password or the username as soon as you get to that page. So let me know when you confirm the signature.
What's the username?
The username is your phone number, okay, that we're speaking on right now, area code first, no dashes. And the password, that's created for you today and given to you at the time of the client interview, okay, and that's going to be at 5 o'clock, okay? And then they're going to be going... Yeah, and they're going to be, and then at the end of the phone call, you can customize the username and the password to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are. Okay, Mark, but that's the only requirement that we do have for me today is the signature. It does speed up the client interview process when it does come. But I do want to ask, before we disconnect here and my agents give you a call this afternoon, Mark, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Well, thank you for the time and the opportunity. We appreciate your business, and we look forward to working with you. Just wait for that call this afternoon, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.
Bye.